A youthful damsel fair and bright, if you will now believe the truth, she makes it still her chief delight to exercise the tricks of her youth. In wanton pleasures she does spend her days, in hopes she may her honor raise, in hopes she may her honor raise. Young gallants on her beauty gaze, young gallants on her beauty gaze. Though many gallants her adore, yet this, alas, could not suffice. She had another friend in store, whom she did far more highly prize. Then decking of herself in rich array, to find him out she took her way, to find him out she took her way, to London where she knew he lay, to London where she knew he lay. She could not find her faithful friend, therefore she ranging up and down. A squire met her in the end, this did her joys with comfort crown. Then to a most convenient place they go, and where he might his kindness show, and where he might his kindness show, the damsel yielded to his bow, the damsel yielded to his bow. She did not count it as a crime, so long as he had store of chink. In mirth they passed away the time, and in canary they did drink, for which he oftentimes did freely call, and then they to embraces fall, and then they to embraces fall. Quoth she, thy purse shall pay for all. Quoth she, thy purse shall pay for all. By policy she did invent how she the squire's purse might clear. The day was spent in sweet content. At length a silent night grew near. No charges would this noble squire spare, but did a famous room prepare, but did a famous room prepare, there to enjoy this charming fare, there to enjoy this charming fare. Now when the squire was in bed, he sleeping like a drowsy drone, the guineas they run in her head, how she might make them all her own. And in the morning, by the break of day, she got his golden guineas gay, she got his golden guineas gay, likewise his watch, and went her way, likewise his watch, and went her way. Now when the squire did away, awake and finding of himself alone. Then what a racket he did make with a most lamentable tone. My watch and guineas, they are gone, I find. Oh, this did much torment his mind. Oh, this did much torment his mind. Was he not served in his kind? Was he not served in his kind? The squire then did quit the room, and to the drawer did repair. His guineas made him fret and fume, yet he patiently must bear. With that and more, for they to him did say, "Kind sir, here is your shot to pay. Kind sir, here is your shot to pay. Come down with it without delay. Come down with it without delay." His very heart with grief did melt, and what to do he did not know. There did he leave his sword and belt, and glad he was he got off so. All you that hear this ditty, pray keep free from such like lewd inconsistency, from such like lewd inconsistency, for fear this should your portion be, for fear this should your portion be.